Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting, talented performers who are going to show their skill with words and vocabulary as they try and speak on the subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And they are, seated on my right, Paul Merton and Sheila Hancock, and on my left, Julian Clary and Josh Widdicombe. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Hayley Sterling, who's going to help me with the score. And she'll blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And we begin the show with Paul Merton. Paul, here's the subject, man's best friend. Please talk on that subject starting now.
Usually man's best friend is described as a dog. That is the phrase you often hear. Man's best friend is a canine. Obviously, there are also other animals that...
Sheila, you challenge first.
But he's given up the ghost.
I've given up the ghost.
So hesitation.
We interpret as hesitation. So, Sheila, there's still 50 seconds available. You tell us something about man's best friend.
Man's best friend is a dog, but for me, I don't like them. I like pussycats.
A pool challenge.
Repetition of like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like
them.
So you've got it back again,
Paul.
How
does that feel? Yeah.
A point for a correct challenge, of course. Take over the subject. Still 43 seconds available, starting now.
A horse can be described as man's best friend. Roy Rogers, the singing cowboy, sang a song about a... what's another word for horse? Equine. Too late.
Julian, you challenge first.
Yes, hesitation.
Yeah, we interpret that hesitation.
Absolutely.
Right, everybody's speaking on this first round, which is great. There's still 36 seconds.
Sorry, what?
You've spoken. Well done, Josh. Well done.
Wonderful to be patronised 17 seconds in.
I would never patronise anybody as talented as you, Josh. Julian, you had a correct challenge. You have a point. You have 36 seconds. Man's best friend, starting now.
I've had three dogs in my adult life, Fanny, Valerie and Albert, and I consider them all my best friend, although that would be plural, but let's not get caught up on the details. Fanny, let's start with her.
Too much
Josh.
Fanny.
Who would have guessed it?
So, let's give them all a bonus point for that. That was a lovely, lovely, spontaneous crack. Man's best friend, Josh. 22 seconds, starting now.
I'm getting married later this year and have to choose a best man. Traditionally...
Sheila challenge.
Well, it's a bit of a pause, and also I want to congratulate you.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Had a sting in its tail, didn't it?
I can't give you any points for congratulations, but I can give you one for a correct challenge. And there's still 17 seconds, Sheila. Man's best friend, starting now.
There's a little local park near me, which is actually a dog's lavatory, and I get so angry about it, I mentioned it to a fella who had one of these canines that leapt up and scratched my leg. And I said, I don't like dogs. And he said, well, why do you...
Oh, Josh challenged.
Repetition of dogs.
Yes.
Josh, you've got in cleverly with 2 seconds to go.
Oh, so my a point word. I'm still not confident I'm going to do this.
Give it your best, Josh. 2 seconds, man's best friend, starting now.
When I was a child, we had a dog.
So at the end of that round, the man who said I was patronising him has now taken the lead. He's 1 point ahead of all the others. And Sheena Hancock, we'd like you to begin the next round. The Sistine Chapel.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. A woo from four people in the audience. And, Sheila, 60 seconds if you need it.
The Sistine Chapel, starting now.
I go a bit cold when I think of the Sistine Chapel because I visited it many years ago with my dear husband, and we had previously been to the catacombs, and he got a terrible fit of claustrophobia. And the Sistine Chapel was full of people, and I could see that he was white and shaking. So I found it quite difficult to wander at this amazing place with its six windows and famous artist murals, among them Botticelli, but of course supremely the ceiling of Michelangelo with the pointed...
Paul, who challenged first?
Hesitation.
There was. She went for 37 seconds. Very good. Ooh. So that means there are 23 seconds available, Paul. And the subject is the Sistine Chapel, starting now.
Man's best friend is the Sistine Chapel. I take it everywhere I go. I down the pub, over across to the park where the dogs are defecating. The Sistine Chapel, for me, represents the epitome of the artistic vision. When Michelangelo was told that he had to paint the Sistine Chapel, he said, how many coats? But he quickly realised that the... Oh, I don't know. Going too fast.
He quickly realised what, Paul?
Yeah, I don't know. I started the sentence without having any idea what I was going to say.
So, Julian, you challenge first.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, right. You have 6 seconds if you need it, Julian. Tell us something about the Sistine Chapel, starting now.
It's sort of the Pope's private disco, as far as I can make out, with cherubs and angel and all this campery going on.
So, Julian Clary was speaking as a whistlewind, gained that extra point for doing so, and now we have three people equal in the lead. They're all one ahead of Sheila Hancock, who's in second place. And Josh Whittigan, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject here is a tablet. Tell us something about that very modern used word in this game, starting now.
Were a tablet to come up on Just a Minute a few years ago, you'd have presumed I meant pills, the kind of things that are taken backstage at this show. Paracetamol, aspirin, the other blue ones, I didn't know what they were, but I won't talk any more about them. But these days, the meaning has changed. It means an iPad, or the other ones that aren't as good, so we don't know the name for. I didn't think the iPad would take off when it came out.
Sheila challenge. Yeah, Sheila.
Repeat of iPad.
You mentioned iPad. Oh, yes, it's very easy.
Sorry.
So, Sheila, a correct challenge, a point, of course. The subject is a tablet, and you have 35 seconds starting now.
Well, to me, a tablet still does mean a pill, but I have terrible problems with them these days because they all come in a blister pack, and my hands are a bit dodgy at the moment, so I can't get the damn things out. I preferred when they were in a nice brown bottle and you could take it out into your hands.
Yes, a Julian challenge.
Repetition of out.
Yes, take it out. Well done. 16 seconds available, Julian. The subject is a tablet, and you start now.
There's a tablet for everything nowadays. My dear parents are 88, mere striplings compared to some. But they take 19 pills every morning and 15 of an evening. There's for their kidneys, their lungs, heart, eyes, and really...
So, Julian Clary was in speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and has taken the lead at the end of the round. And, Julian, it's your turn to begin. Oh, I'm sure this is going to be fun. My morning routine. So they're laughing already, Julian. Tell us something about my morning routine in this game, starting now.
Well, I'm an early riser, and about 20 minutes after that, I get up. The routine begins when my husband brings a tray into me for my breakfast, which is usually porridge, steaming hot, and that goes down a treat. And then I have my bed bath, which is done with a very high-quality chamois leather. And by then, it's lunchtime, so the morning is over. What else can I tell you? I might have had a nap. I might have watched some...
Sheila challenge.
The thing on the card is my morning routine, and we've now got to lunchtime.
Yes.
And an afternoon wrap.
I think I give you the benefit of the doubt, Sheila.
Talking about his
and
afternoon
say, yes, it is my morning routine, and he's now got to midday. So, Sheila, a correct challenge, a point, of course. 32 seconds available. My morning routine starting now.
Well, mine varies according to whether I'm filming or in the theatre or whatever, but I prefer to wake up very early and I always have a pad by my bed and start writing, because if I do that, I can usually continue the rest of the day. And at the moment, I have a deadline for a book to deliver. I find it beautiful to watch the sun rise over the river where I'm fortunate enough to live and see the birds and ducks and all the other things start flying around and greeting the day, as do I.
Mm-hmm. Sheila Hancock was then speaking as the whistle went, and she's moved forward, and she's now equal in the lead with Julian Clary. And Paul Merton, we're back with you to begin. Oh, a nice cinematic one for you. Alfred Hitchcock. I know you must know something about him. Tell us in this game, starting now.
Alfred Hitchcock was born in Leytonstone at the end of the previous century, and he became one of the most famous film directors in the world, mainly because of a television series he presented called Alfred Hitchcock Presents in the 1950s, and it was through this that he became a worldwide figure. His many films have still survived very well for modern audiences, such as Vertigo, The 39 Steps, North by First Word Again West, and many examples. Psycho, for example, is a one where he's... Oh, two examples.
Josh Challenge.
Repetition of examples.
Did you say example twice?
Yes, you did.
Also, I thought of something from 20 seconds earlier that I didn't say at the time.
Oh, really? Do you want to share it with us?
When you said he was born at the start of the last century...
Yeah.
That's 18 years ago.
That's right. That is right.
As you haven't played the game so much... I give you a bonus point for your erudition there. And so you have a point for a correct challenge, and there are 32 seconds still available. You tell us, Josh, something about Alfred Hitchcock starting now.
No, start of the last century.
No, it's him.
Isn't that 1900?
Yeah, I was wrong, actually.
Yeah.
Could I remove my bonus point, please?
Yes.
And I think Paul should have it.
32 seconds on... Alfred Hitchcock, starting now.
A lot of people talk about Alfred Hitchcock's cameos in his main films, Psycho or North... Oh, what an idiot.
Paul, you challenge first.
Hesitation.
Yeah, we interpret
what
that as hesitation.
What are you going to say?
North by Northwest.
Oh.
So, Paul, a correct challenge. 26 seconds are still available on Alfred Hitchcock, starting now.
Alfred Hitchcock, who is currently 20 years old, made a whole series of movies. 39 Steps was the first grown-up one that I...
Oh, Julian Challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
Movies.
Oh, I thought I said films before.
Did you?
39 Steps.
You certainly mentioned the 39 Steps.
Did I?
Yes.
Did you?
Well, the audience in... They're making notes in the front row.
Yeah.
So, Julian, correct challenge. There are 19 seconds still available. Alfred Hitchcock starting now.
He's not what you call...
Paul challenge.
Hesitation.
Rubbish. He was a bit slow, but not enough to be called hesitation.
No, absolutely not, no.
So, we won't charge any points on that.
No points.
But say, Julian, you have the subject still. 17 seconds. Alfred Hitchcock starting now.
Alfred Hitchcock, what an interesting face. Let's just ponder a while and never mind his many films. A face like a repetition.
Paul Challenge.
His face was too interesting. Mm. He said repetition of face.
Absolutely. Mm. 10 seconds available still, Paul, on Alfred Hitchcock starting now.
Ivor Novello starred in The Lodger, which was directed by Alfred Hitchcock in 1925 and is considered the master's finest piece of cinematic...
Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went. He's now equal in the lead with Julian Clary, but they're only 1 point ahead of the other two. And, Sheila, it's your turn to begin.
Oh.
And the subject is small talk, and the 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
How are you, darling? Are you well? That's a pretty frock. It suits you very much. But that woman over there is wearing the same one. Never mind. Where do you go for your shopping? Oh, I understand. That's why it's happened. How are cricket doing at the moment? I know you're very interested in that pop group. So am I. I love them, don't you? Especially the boy with the floppy hair. Mind you, it's better than talking about Brexit, isn't it? Even though it's rubbish. Which is why I babble on like this, because I'm so sick to death of anguishing over what's happening to the world. Oh, no, I must get back to the small talk, which is, how are you, Mr. So-and-so? Ah, I said so twice.
Joshua Challenge.
Well, I didn't notice it, but she did point it out. it was a repetition of so.
Oh.
Mr. So-so. Yes.
So, well, listen, Josh, small talk with you, 17 seconds available, starting now.
When I used to work for The Guardian as a sports journalist, there was a feature called Small Talk, in which we would interview a small...
Julian Challenge, yes?
Hesitation.
Yes?
Oh, this is a dangerous area if he's going to get the subject.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? He has only 10 seconds to be dangerous. Starting now.
My husband's very good at small talk. He's not said anything interesting in the 15 years I've known him. And that's what I enjoy. He is from the north, and I was on a train recently.
So, Julian Clary, speaking as the whistle wind, gained that extra point, and he's in the lead now. Two ahead of Paul Merton and three ahead of Sheila and Josh. Right, Josh Widdicombe, we're back with you to begin, and the subject now is the Beast of Dartmoor. Can you tell us about that character in this game, starting now?
It's always very awkward when people bring up your nickname on Radio 4. But I'm willing to accept it this once, Nicholas. The Beast of Dartmoor was what I was called at school because I went to school on Dartmoor.
Oh. Paul Challenge.
Too much education.
Yeah. School repetition, 49 seconds available, Paul. The Beast of Dartmoor, starting now.
The Beast of Dartmoor is one of those stories that's been circulating for about 30 or 40 years. People believe they've seen a big cat somewhere out on the Dartmoor Moor, and they say to themselves, I'm going to report this to the local newspaper. But photographs that have been taken of this particular creature are never...
Julian, you challenge first.
Hesitation.
Yes, absolutely. It was a hesitation. So the Beast of Dartmoor is with you. No, not the Beast of Dartmoor. The subject of the Beast of Dartmoor is with you, Julian. With 33 seconds to go, starting now.
It was dusk. I was mincing across Dartmoor and I became aware that I was being followed. Eyes were peering. Yes, I broke into a run, but I heard heavy breathing. Was it the Beast of Dartmoor or was it my husband? We just don't know. But I felt claws ripping into my flesh and I thought, this is the end, man.
Paul, you challenged.
Well, there was a hesitation there.
I'm afraid there was, as they claws went into your flesh.
I was about to give you my death scene.
That's not like you.
I can understand. Yes, I can understand how you paused as you had the vision of these claws going into your flesh. But you did pause long enough for me to interpret it.
I think it's as well you stopped me there anyway. It's going to get very messy.
So, Paul, you have another point. You have 12 seconds for the subject of the Beast of Dartmoor, starting now.
Nicholas Parsons went there for his holiday once in 1937 and walked naked across the moor. It was at this point that the local newspapers suddenly declared there was a beast of...
Sheila Challenge.
Is there a piece of newspapers? You said it some time ago.
Yeah, I said newspaper and then newspapers.
Did you?
Thank you for helping us out. We wouldn't know what to do if it wasn't for you.
I thought you said there were always stories like this in the newspapers.
Oh, I might have done, I can't remember.
So anyway, Sheila... I can't really remember.
No, none of us can remember.
No.
Did anybody record this by any chance? But I'm willing to say that I did repeat it.
Right, Paul, an incorrect challenge. So you... Oh, only 3 seconds to go. The Beast of Dartmoor, starting now.
Big cats have been spotted in that area for quite some...
So, at the end of that round... Paul has increased his lead by one. He's just ahead of Julian Clary, and then Josh Widdicombe and Sheila Hancock are equal in third place. Julian, we're back with you to begin. The subject, the playground. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
The playground is where children frolic between lessons, and what a delightful place it should be. However, as a renowned homosexual, if I cast my mind back to my feminine years, it wasn't a pleasurable experience. I was prodded and poked, and bullied always seems too mild a word. Bricks were thrown at me, and I'd quite like a laugh, but I'm not going to get one on this particular...
Paul Challenge.
He got a laugh.
I think what we have to do there, because it was very inventive of you, Paul, we give you a bonus point there for the interruption. But, Julian, you were interrupted, So you get a point for that. You keep the subject. 33 seconds. The playground, starting now.
The playground was the name of a gay club in Soho in the 1980s, where I used to go, and I would tell you more about it, but it's such a blur. The entire decade, due to my recreational activities, is not something I can recall, but the playground. Oh, it's coming back to me now. The music was throbbing. There were men dancing in cages, and I found lots of gentlemen callers there. The playground was my favourite.
Sheila, you challenge.
Oh, in the nick of time.
I think I would agree with you, yes.
Hesitation.
A ground to halt.
Hesitation, yes. Sheila, 6 seconds to go on the playground starting now.
We used to play a game called The Farmer's in His Den, which was a choice of who would be...
So Sheila Hancock, speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. She's still in third place, but she's moved. And Paul is in the lead, one ahead of Julian Clary and then the other two. Right. Paul, we're back with you to begin. And the subject now is my personal best. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
I suppose one should always try to do one's personal best, but I...
Josh, challenge.
It wasn't a repetition of one.
No.
No.
So I've got nothing to say.
No.
Sorry.
Except
incorrect challenge.
Incorrect challenge.
Yeah, incorrect challenge.
Can he buzz for an incorrect challenge?
I can't give you a point for an incorrect challenge.
No.
But Paul gets a point because he was interrupted and he has 56 seconds. My personal best, starting now.
I once directed a documentary about Alfred Hitchcock for the television, and I considered that amongst my work to be my personal best. It was an absolutely beautiful film, I must say, even though I was the person responsible for making it myself, because I was able to conjure up an interview with the great director by looking at it like I was interviewing him myself. This was...
Sheila Challenge.
Repeat myself.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Well, listen, Sheila, and you've got my personal best, the subject... And there are 36 seconds available, starting now.
My personal best outfit is a brown suit with high heels and a rather splendid hat. I have always kept some clothes special for Sundays, going to church, and whatever I had to do that was important. It was a tradition in our family. It was kept in a special part of the wardrobe.
Paul Challenge.
Well, we had repetition of special.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you did have special before. So, well, listen, Paul, 18 seconds still available. My personal best with you starting now.
18 seconds happens by coincidence to be the time of my personal best, but I won't go into exactly what I'm doing in that time. Many people say to me, why don't you wear more waistcoats? And I say, well, I have one at home. It's my personal best. It was embroidered by the late Prince of Wales, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
So Paul Merton was speaking then as the whistle went. And we're moving in to the final round. And Sheila, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is potholes. Something we're all played with these days as we go along the roads. And the 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Potholes are something that people get their knickers in a twist about, but it's not something that I...
Julian, you challenge.
Repetition of something.
Yes, and Julian, you've got in 54 seconds still available. Potholes, starting now.
Aren't they awful things, potholes? I spent 3 hours waiting for roadside assistance, and there's a joke in there if you want to find it. But eventually a man came along to repair the tyre. I got back in my vehicle, proceeded on my journey, and what do you think happened 5 miles down the route? Take a wild guess. Yes, another pothole.
Sheila Challenge.
Is it hesitation?
Well, it was teetering on a hesitation.
I think
you teetered, but didn't quite reach it. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Julian, and say it was an incorrect challenge. And there are still 32 seconds for you and potholes starting now.
It was the same man in a high-vis jacket.
Josh Challenge.
Repetition of man?
Oh, yes, there was a man before, right?
Was, yeah.
And the same man. can I just point out that Alfred Hitchcock was born in 1899, by the way? I did say 1900, but that was a mistake. I said beginning of the last century, so it was actually, you were right, but for the wrong reason.
Can I have that point back?
No.
Josh, there are 29 seconds available. It's with you. Potholes starting now.
A lot of people get upset about potholes, but as a driver, I have a tip for you. This is a very, very...
It's a natural way to speak,
isn't
it?
Do you know what? The real sadness is the people of Radio 4 are never going to hear my tip.
They might. You might get back. Paul had a correct challenge. He gets a point. There's still 22 seconds for him. On potholes are starting now.
Potholes, of course, are caused by weather as well as heavy traffic going along the roads. If it's icy conditions, what tends to happen is that once that icy substance... I could have said ice, couldn't I?
Yeah.
You said ice. Yes, you said ice before, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Not icy.
No, I think I did say, I said icy twice,
yeah.
I think I did, yeah.
So you see, Josh, you got in still.
Yeah. Can you say this at dictation speed? I'm going to write down this tip.
Listen up, I'm going for the Top Gear job, so...
Okay.
12 seconds, Josh.
12 seconds.
All right. Potholes starting now.
Drive around them with the steering wheel. That would be what I would do, and it is what I have done.
Oh. Paul challenged.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid there was.
There was.
There was, yes.
I was so pleased to get my tip out there that I panicked.
But then
you know, I never would have thought of that because I'd drive straight into them. I never would have thought of driving around them. It's amazing what you learn on this programme.
Yeah. But I'm afraid Paul had a correct challenge. And he's 6 seconds still on potholes starting now.
The deepest pothole I ever come across was near my country house. It was...
Sheila Challenge.
Came across. Grammar.
What's wrong with that?
The deepest hole I ever came across.
Is that all right?
You said come across.
Anyway, grammar, there's only 2 seconds to go.
I'll give it to you.
And it's not going to make any difference to this situation.
When you see this repeat back, you will know that I was right twice and you overruled me.
And if you do see this radio show, let us know.
Well, Sheila, as you're such an old and treasured friend, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, as it won't make any blind difference to the final result, and say there is 1 second left... No, 2 seconds for you on potholes starting now.
Potholes are a big...
Said a little while ago, it was to be the final round, and Josh Widdicombe, who's not played as much, finished in a very strong fourth place. Sheila Hancock, in spite of that last point, finished in third place. She was just 2 points behind Julian Clary, who was 3 or 4 points behind Paul Merton. So we say, Paul, you are our winner this week. Very amazing to say thank you to these four fine players of the game, Paul Merton, Sheila Hancock, Josh Widdicombe and Julian Clary. I thank Hayley Sterling for the way she's kept the score for me, blown her whistle with such delicacy. We thank our producer, Matt Strong. We're indebted to Ian Messenger, who created this amazing game. And we are indebted to this lovely audience here who've cheered us on our way magnificently. So from our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, goodbye, thank you, and tune in again when we play Just a Minute!